Chapter 3. The Meager Setting. The specific nature of any particular theater of war always affects the construction of campaigns waged there by prescribing and enforcing unique rules of tactical grammar and strategic logic. The stage of combat in the Revolutionary War must be set with the geography of North America in 1775. In few conflicts has the setting had a more direct bearing on the conduct of operations. Its all-pervasive influence raises crucial questions. What was the colonial backdrop against which strategy would be devised? What was the social scene from which rebellion could spring and be sustained? What were the local conditions from which tactical adjustments would arise? The forested wilderness that was colonial America some 2.5 centuries ago eludes the imagination of most modern citizens. It was a wild, rough-and-tumble primordial land, pricked ever so slightly by civilization. In point of time, today we are not far removed from the last quarter of the 18th century. In point of technology and development, though, we could as well be separated by millennia. In fact, a careful historian could build a good case that people living in the 13 colonies at the time of the Revolution had more in common with citizens of the Roman Empire than with their own descendants in the United States 200 years later. To understand that statement, to really understand it, one must mentally cartwheel from the day of jet travel to the time of sailing ships, from the age of intercontinental ballistic missiles to the era of the whites of their eyes. Nothing could be more misleading than to visualize the Revolutionary War being fought in an environment and countryside anything like what we know today.